Unit 15. Personal questions. Westerners who go to China are often asked about their age, salary, or marital status. Much of China is still predominantly rural in form and mentality, and notions of privacy differ from those in the West. Raised in a culture that venerates old age, the Chinese consider asking how old someone is a perfectly innocuous question. And for decades, everyone in China had more or less the same income. Therefore, the amount of money an acquaintance made was usually not a big secret. Even today, asking about salary is not a breach of etiquette, and can even be polite, indicating an interest in you and your financial well-being. Finally, if a Chinese shows interest in a Westerner's marital status, it is because family is important to the Chinese. Like one's salary, it is also a good topic for conversation. Westerners should not take offense at any of these questions. Rather, anyone who is not comfortable answering them directly can simply deflect them with a general or vague reply. On the other hand, Chinese people are apt to find Americans' openness to discussing inner turmoil rather puzzling. There is less willingness among the Chinese to talk about issues of depression and other mental health problems. However, as China becomes more urbanized and commercialized, and the gap in income levels becomes wider, Western notions of privacy are beginning to seep into Chinese society. It remains to be seen whether advertising will make the Chinese as youth-obsessed as Americans, but newspaper advice columns are already exhorting readers to refrain from asking women about their ages.
隐私.
Privacy is being gradually assimilated into everyday vocabulary. China's one-child policy. China has had an official one-child policy since 1979. The policy may seem draconian to Westerners, but it was deemed necessary by the Chinese government. A fifth of the people in the world live in China. However, only 15 to 20% of the country's land is suitable for agriculture. To ensure sustainable growth, the Chinese government began to enforce population control in earnest in the late 1970s. Exceptions are made in cases of remarriages where one spouse does not have a biological child. Couples whose first child is physically or mentally handicapped are also allowed to have a second child. Minorities are exempted from the one-child policy as well. For the most part, family planning has taken hold in the cities. For example, Shanghai and Beijing have achieved zero or even negative population growth. Most Chinese people, however, live in rural areas. Implementing the one-child policy in China's vast hinterland has been far more challenging. The increasing mobility of the population also makes it difficult for the government to catch violators of the one-child policy. Those who are caught are subject to penalties that range from fines to the child's being ineligible for free education. On a long-term basis, the impact of the one-child policy on Chinese society remains to be seen.